Lori Lidstone, thank you very much for coming on to Moving Thoughts.
You're welcome, Michael. Thanks for having me.
So the first question I want to ask you is, as a student at Bishop's University, what classes are you taking and what is your favorite class?
I'm in my third year at Bishop's in environmental studies and geography, and I'm doing a minor in business and entrepreneurship. So because it's my final year, I'm doing my honors thesis. So it's probably the most interesting class, but also the most challenging because it takes a lot of my time and a lot of planning, but I'm enjoying it.
So what is your honors thesis about?
The subject is how to improve environmental literacy at Bishop's. So it's a very practical subject looking at how we can honestly improve this throughout the university in all departments. So the idea is to look at what other universities are doing currently, what the literature is about, and to give, when I'm finished writing my thesis, a practical guide that Bishop's administration can use to try and improve environmental literacy for students at Bishop's. So environmental literacy is the amount of knowledge students will leave with at Bishop's related to the environment, related to sustainable development. So if they're in business class, do they know, or economics or art, do they know how sustainable development relates to their profession, their career? And that's the idea, to try and give students a bit more of a well-rounded knowledge in environmental themes.
So what is the story of you coming to Bishop's?
Of me coming here? I came here honestly because I was a mature student and Bishop's had more of an open policy to come as a young mature student versus some of the other English schools in Quebec, and I'm from around Montreal. And also that my parents came to Bishop's, so I knew about the university. I knew it was small. They kind of sold me on the small class sizes and rural setting and all that. So they met while they were here, so it's kind of a cute story.
So when you first came here, how did you feel? How did you feel about the campus?
Oh, I loved it. I lived in Res at first, and I'm in love with environmental and nature things. So to me, right outside the campus, there's like that Peter Curry Marsh, there's woods, there's fields. I thought it was great. And the old buildings, it's so pretty and everything.
And as a mature student, what was your, what was your experience at Bishop's University? Many people who come here are, young, 18, 19, first time away from home and so on. But being a mature student, what was your experience?
Right. So I lived in the residence at first, which was a little shocking because a lot of the students were, I wasn't that old, like I'm 25 now, so when I started I was 23, but a lot of the students are 18 or 17 and they're really, right, like you said, just came from home and are more interested in partying than I was and being young and silly and that kind of stuff. So it was interesting. I kind of had to scout out the people who were a little older, who were a little more calm, you could say.
So at Bishop's University, you have a paid position. What is that paid position? What are your duties? What is it specifically looking at?
Right. So this year I'm working as the Sustainable Development Student Intern, which is a paid position from a memorial fund, and I'm working under the Director of Buildings and Grounds. And basically my job is anything that has to do with sustainable development at Bishop's, I'm on it. And then more specifically, because I'm only really working part-time, is to coordinate student projects. So at Bishop's, we have something called the Green Levy Fund, which is where $2.50 out of every student's services fees every semester goes into this fund, this pot of money. And then it's given back to students every year for student projects. So if a student wants to do anything related to the environment, to sustainable development, and it's a practical project that they want funding for, we help them out and we fund it and we give them resources to do it too. So it's not just the money. There's a Sustainable Development Action Group, and it's a student-led group that I chair. And on the group also is representatives from different staff departments around Bishop's. So the Director of Residence and Conference Services, of Buildings and Grounds, of the Food Cafeteria Sodexo Company, and some other people from Buildings and Grounds. So that it allows the students who have a practical project that they want to put in place to have the resources and the support from some people with some more experience in these kind of things that can really get it going. So it's really interesting. I like it a lot.
So tell me about some of these student projects. What are they doing? Like, what are they specifically looking at?
Right. So every time it's different. It's whatever a student finds interesting that year, and whoever is going to Bishop's that year, it's always changing. It's always progressing. So this year, there's three students I'm working with right now who have something specific they want to bring forward. One of them is a student who worked for a lighting company. She worked for an energy efficient LED lighting company, and she came back to Bishop's and she went, you know, what we're doing for lighting at Bishop's is not what we should be doing. I think there's something we could be doing better. So I'm meeting with her, with the people at Buildings and Grounds, to get that going, to see what funds we can get, to see what she thinks is in her expertise and in Buildings and Grounds expertise is, would be the next step. So it's part of Buildings and Grounds' ongoing energy efficiency program at the university, you know, part of the geothermal project that they did and trying to reduce energy in many ways. And because this student has a bit of a knowledge in this and a real passion for it, then we can get that to work. So that's really interesting.
With your knowledge in environmental research and that specific area, mm-hmm. could you maybe describe to students and also people in the townships about geothermal energy? Because we know it kind of, we know that it's a, you know, natural energy and so on, but we don't really know the specifics. So what are we exactly doing at Bishop's for getting geothermal energy?
Right, I'll let you know. I've done this a bit to try and explain to students because, yeah, you're right. People think, oh, this must be really great. It's environmental, but I'm not an expert, but I'll give you the layman's term version of what it is. So Bishop's is doing an energy efficiency and geothermal project, and it goes together. So part of it was to reduce the energy spent at Bishop's by changing lightings and air conditioning and different things like that, so it would reduce what we're using. And then they implemented, or are still implementing, a geothermal project, which means geothermal is using the natural heat from the earth and the natural temperature difference of the earth in order to heat and cool buildings. So what they did at Bishop's is there's a soccer field outside by one of the residents in Abbott Field, and they drilled down, I think it's around 50 feet into the earth, and they drilled around 60 different wells. So the wells are not like a watt, like it's not that big, it's about a couple inches across. And they drilled down 60 feet and they put this kind of, I call it like a antifreeze kind of slush solution. So the solution goes in these pipes and it's all a loop system, it's all connected. And the idea being that the temperature of the earth down that deep is very constant. So in the winter, it's quite warm relative to outside, and in the summer, it's quite cool. So what happens is the antifreeze solution goes down and it takes the heat in the winter from underground and then it's pumped back up. And then that heat, they call it, it's turned into useful heat. So it's used from, they try to engineer it and they change it from that kind of heat into a useful heat that can be used for heating the school system. So, and there's that part's kind of more complicated, but that's basically what it is. So in the winter, we'll have most of our heating from that, and in the summer, most of our cooling from that. In the winter, when it's extremely cold, as it gets in Quebec, there'll be natural gas that'll be used for supplemental heating. But all the oil that was used at Bishop's will now no longer be used. And so this is going to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions at Bishop's by 60%, which is great.
That's like, amazing. That's intense. That's
yeah, really, good. Really amazing. Yeah. So Bishop's is really on the ball in these kind of things. It's pretty impressive as a student in environmental studies to see this stuff going on campus. It's really fun.
Yeah, I don't know. When I saw the project going on, I'm like, smart move. Like it's right. But also it means that if something was to happen, we could get basic heating and cooling online.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
If power was to go out or gas lines were cut, even though it wouldn't be, amazing, mm-hmm. it would keep us alive,
right.
And it will be something remotely it's much more independent,
sustainable.
Yeah, right. It's sustainable, but also it's independent. It means Bishop's can heat itself on its own somewhat, or cool mm-hmm. itself on its own somewhat, and that's kind of, you know, it's kind of reassuring that way, that you somehow, the school's kind of like more self-contained than it used to be. It's
right.
more, but also it's more greener too. It's taking that it's an investment too, right? It's taking that
right.
serious investment to actually say we promote green ideas, we're actually going to implement green ideas.
Right. We're going to walk the talk.
Yeah, we're not going to talk the talk, we're going to walk the walk. I find
right.
it's very brave, it's good to see too.
Yeah, it's really inspiring.
So getting back on track, what are some other research projects that you're helping put together or have helped put together?
Sure, so another one is there's a student who lives in the student village here at Bishop's, and he's very disturbed by how much waste and glass is going on. We're talking about like Connolly and Little Forks and that mm-hmm. kind of area, and how much it's really giving a negative image to Bishop's, all the partying that's giving the glass on the streets and how it's really not looking very nice. And
yeah.
He was a student who was here a few years ago, and he was a bit more of a partier then, and now he's back as a more mature student, and he's kind of taken on the responsibility of trying to clean this up. He really feels passionate about the subject. So he's come to us at the SDAG, the Sustainable Development Action Group, to ask us for help in order to clean up this problem. So what he wants to do is be putting recycling bins out and getting a large metal bin that people can put their refundable waste into, their pop bottles and glass beer bottles and can beer bottles. So that the idea being that Bishop's is going to be much cleaner, it's going to have a nicer image, and that it's the money from these refundables is going to go to a charity that he's working with. So it's just kind of great all around, you know. And he's got a job now. They created, the SRC at Bishop's has created a new position called the Campus Clean Officer, I think. I'm sorry if the names are right, but the idea is that off campus in that area, there's going to be someone who's responsible for cleaning up and organizing cleanups, so that Bishop's has a much better relationship with the town and it's a much better image. Another project where students have come to me for help working with buildings and grounds and some resources from the Green Levy Fund is to create an awareness project for the water bottle free ban at Bishop's. So a couple years ago, there was a student referendum that was led by the Environmental Club, and they wanted to ban the sale of bottled water on campus because of the environmental consequences and the political and social consequences of having bottled water. And because now this has happened, so you can't buy bottled water on campus anymore, but every year there's new students coming in. So the idea was, how do we educate these new students on the fact that we have this ban, but also the reasons why? And we wanted them to use refillable bottles. So bring your own bottle, fill it up at the water fountain. That's the goal. So these students in the Environmental Club this year have come up with this great project, and it's an art contest. So the idea is they're going to call for submissions for artwork. It's going to be in a digital format, so pictures of paintings or photographs or graphic art. And then they're going to install it in a behind a plexiglass sheet over top or near around the water fountains on campus, a few of them. So the idea is that it's going to draw the eye to the water fountains, and the topic of the art is going to be water related. So either something very practical like a waterfall or something beautiful, or more politically minded with crude oil being poured into water or something, you know, something graphic, something interesting. We'll see what the artists come up with. And the idea then is that it's going to draw people's attention to the water fountain, that it's there, that it's free and clean, and there'll be a little plaque that'll describe that we have this ban on campus and the reasons, some of the reasons why.
I like this idea. I mean, primarily because there are so many projects that are started by students, mm-hmm. and then they go fine, but then they graduate.
Right.
And then the project's kind of left without
yeah.
direction or leadership. And also for the bottled water thing, it's a very true point. Students are coming in not understanding why we don't have bottled water. I mean,
right.
And the outside, I mean, everywhere there's bottled water. You come onto campus, seems like an odd zone for it not to be. And I think there should be some explanation, especially graphically and beautifully, but also celebrating, you know, explaining, no, we don't have bottled water because of this,
mm-hmm.
but here's a fountain water. And
here's some local, yeah. healthy, free water that you can have right here on campus.
But also some art surrounding it, mm-hmm. you know, kind of that, you know, awesome water, free water.
Awesome
you
water,
know,
free
yeah.
water. Yeah. The yeah, idea
I,
is that
I like that idea.
Yeah, we like. I think it's a great idea. It's an idea that a couple of students had a few years ago, but they didn't have time to implement it because they were doing the referendum. They were doing so much education about bottled water issues and everything. And now the new students are taking this on. So it's really interesting. That's something we've learned through the Green Levy Fund, I think, over the last couple of years, and like I was involved in it on a smaller level, is that sustainability for student projects has to do with how environmental and sustainable development related it is, but also sustainably, is it how long is it going to last after the student graduates? So that's always an issue of how are you going to educate new students? How are you going to train a new and someone else when you leave to take over the responsibilities of your project, you know? So that's interesting.
Yeah, and also how does the spirit of the original project survive? Right. Or does it change? It can change. It can very much well, but how will it change? How will that energy surrounding the project change as well?
Right. How will it build? How will the new students transform it and bring it into something new, but with the same passion usually that an environmental project inspires in students? So, the Sustainable Development Action Group and my position in the internship, we report to a higher body at Bishop's that's involved in sustainable development, the Sustainable Development Land Use Committee. And part of their job is to really coordinate all sustainability efforts at Bishop's, whether it's buildings, whether it's land use planning, master planning, and all this kind of thing. So part of something we do in that committee is that every 3 years, Bishop's does an environmental audit, a sustainability audit. And it's a summer position that was happened this year, and it was a student in biology who conducted the audit. So they use a framework that's a national standard framework, and they look at all the campus facilities and land use and education of students and all these kind of things, and they see how much environmental progress has been made over the last, since we did the last audit. And the idea being that then an action plan with specific targeted steps that can happen. So this is how the geothermal project came in. It was something that was said, well, we should be using more cleaner energy at Bishop's instead of using oil. And then when the opportunity came up to do this, Buildings and Grounds took it on. And so this is what happened. So it's just the fact that it's an ongoing, sustainability is an ongoing process. And Bishop's has this set up that to have every 3 years an audit happens. And yeah, kind of an interesting point, I find.
So if any members from the Bishop community or the Lennoxville-Sherbrooke community are interested in what you do and want to learn more, how can they contact you?
Okay, that's a great question. Part of the project with the Sustainable Development Action Group is to include students, but also to include, it's mainly students, to link them up with staff members. But the point of sustainable development usually is to include the community, to include everyone at different hierarchies of the Bishop's community. So it's great if people want to get involved, and the more people we have involved in these projects, the easier and the more things are going to happen and the quicker they're going to happen. So kind of the more hands available, the better. At Bishop's, we have a sustainable development office. It's in the sub building, the layer below the mailboxes in the basement. And the room is used by different student groups at Bishop's. The environmental club meets there and uses the computer and the facilities there. I do also this SRC environmental officer runs out of there. So if students want to learn about environmental projects, that's the place to stop by and talk to us. And we have office hours on the door. Otherwise, people can always send me an email. We have the Sustainable Development Student Intern email. So sdsi@ubishops.ca. So that's the best way to get a hold of me.
So besides your work, what other activities do you do on campus besides schoolwork and your job? Mm-hmm. What other extracurricular activities do you do?
Right. I'm taking kickboxing classes right now at the Sports Bucks, which is awesome. I'm learning how to beat people up, which is very cool. But that's just for fun, for exercise. Other than that, honestly, between writing my honors thesis and doing this job, which is an internship where I'm involved in different student clubs and different projects, that's pretty much all-consuming my life right now. So that's about it, yeah. It's fun. I'm enjoying it, but it's my final year, so it's a busy year for sure.
So as a student, also in your paid position, how do you feel that Bishop's interacts with the Lennoxville-Sherbrooke community and also vice versa? Mm-hmm. How do you feel that relationship stands?
It's kind of a double-edged sword, I think. In some ways, Bishop's students have a bad reputation, and it's kind of a shame to see. Some of it's deserved, I think, and some of it isn't. I think there's a part of Bishop's where it's a party culture, and a lot of students are young coming in, mm-hmm. and they do drink to excess sometimes and make too much of a noise and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But otherwise, like in my position, I see a lot of students who are really committed to something they're passionate about, and they want to improve the lives of other students upcoming at Bishop's. They want to improve the environment and they want to help in the community. And these are the students I see on a daily basis. So sometimes I feel a little upset that we have such a bad reputation sometimes at Bishop's, because those are the students I'm dealing with on a daily basis, that they're full-time students, they're working on top of that, and then they come up with some passionate project that's going to improve the lives of other people that they run with, and they use their own time to do that. So,
mm-hmm. Like, for me, I mean, I would agree. I mean, I run into amazing individuals, and I think that the reputation of the school, it's generally positive. I feel like I get the sense that Bishop's has a good standing. But there's always that underlying element, that, you know, that party element and stuff like that, which isn't bad on its own. It is what it is. But, you know, it's interesting. It's the reality that people see. I mean, people don't see you. People don't see you, Lori, and what you do and how you contribute to society. I mean, if you're just to look at Bishop's and walk around campus, you would see a certain way of things are and not the deeper research projects, you know, community groups and so on, and where Bishop's really interacts with society. I mean, right, people just don't see it. I mean, I it's a saying that I learned that is, reality is perception and perception is reality. Very much how you perceive the universe is very much what you see. And if you don't see the deeper research and the helpful things Bishop's University does, that is never going to be your reality.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I just had an experience over the weekend where I was talking to a friend of mine is starting to date someone who lives in Sherbrooke, and his whole family went, oh, she's from Bishops. She must be a real party person. And, right? Because that's, I guess, the perception of what him and everyone on his hockey team and everyone in his family had thought of Bishops students. And she was very shocked of this. She thought, oh, geez, you know, I'm really, they don't even know me yet. And I've got a bad rap just because of the school I go to. And she felt really bad, you know?
Which is so odd because, you know, I've interviewed so many interesting people so far on this show. I mean, Goldblum, Jessica Riddell, you, and it just, that is not my, the view of the university. I never really held that view of Bishops, and it's really alien to me when people say, oh no, it's a party school. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, here's Jessica Riddell, or here's this teacher, or here's, Professor Sirwa, who's doing this health community research. You know, it's such an odd thing for me to really think about that. This isn't a party school for me. It never really is.
I think it's because it's a small school and it's a residential school. People live where... So if you're going to be going to school in downtown Montreal, there's people who are going to party, but you're not going to see them on a daily basis partying because Montreal's a big city. They're not going to do it right where they go to school.
And here in Lennoxville, it's very much... It's in the forefront and the more. Yeah. Because it's all... right there. It's when you're driving to Bishops, you pass through the student living areas and you see it, you know.
I think because Bishops is a small school, it lets you really get involved in things. Like at a larger school, I don't think I would ever be able to do all the things I did with the environmental club in my first couple of years. And also to, like, last year I worked as an RA on the eco floor. This year, you know, and this year I get to do this internship. At a bigger school, I don't know if I'd have the chance to do all those things. So I think, you know, a small school kind of has, it's really negative and really positive all kind of wrapped up in one. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to describe it is that the size of the school amplifies all the aspects of it. So the party aspect will be amplified, but also the research aspect is really amplified because you're a fewer set of people with much more area to cover. So you can do a lot more.
Right. The connections between people become strong, I think.
Very strong. I mean, the networking at the school is amazing. Just amazing. Yeah. Like, I know people from different departments that if I wasn't at the school, I would never, ever meet. Ever.
Right.
I would never know English. I would never know drama students. Ever. Right. Ever. I would never see them. Ever. I would only know my psychology students and my fellow religion students. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone, I took a rideshare home on the weekend, and the person I was with had studied at McGill, and they said, well, and they were studying at the University of Sherbrooke right now to do their master's, and she said, well, do you think studying at Bishops, you'll be able to do a master's easily? Do you think people will know your school? She says, because I went to McGill for a year, and people internationally knew that name, you know, and it was recognized, but, you know, I think... I was telling them about, well, I'm in a small classroom. Like, my biggest class is like 30 people, you know? So I'm getting to know so much. I get so much more out of my professors than you do at these big schools. Like, people were saying how some of the other girls in the car were saying, yeah, there's like 600 people in my class. And I can't even email the prof because he says, don't email me. I can't take 600 emails, you know? But my environmental studies department, we have one lab for computers. We have one classroom and one little seminar room with a table. That's also the lunchroom, you know? And the professors' offices are right down the hall. So if you need something, everyone has their door open.
Yeah.
We're like a little family, you know? I'm learning, I think the experience, the overall experience is so much deeper because it's a small campus, I think.
Yeah, very true. Well, Lori Ludstone, thank you very much for coming on to Moving Thoughts.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you really for having me. It was fun.